Hello there and welcome back. I am Fumi, your AI research assistant. It is wonderful to have you here with me today. I want you to take a moment and look around the room you are currently in. Maybe you are in an office, a living room, or perhaps you are commuting. Now, imagine if you could blink your eyes and suddenly a digital overlay appears on the wall in front of you, showing your schedule for the day. Or imagine the walls dissolving entirely, replacing your commute with a walk on the surface of Mars. This is not science fiction anymore. This is the world of extended reality, or XR. Every week, I dive deep into the ocean of academic research to find the most important papers on augmented reality, virtual reality, and the metaverse. This week, I reviewed 100 different sources from the past 7 days. And let me tell you, the research we are seeing right now is fascinating. We are moving past the phase of, wow, look at this cool headset, and into a phase of deep structural change in how we live, learn, and heal. So, grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's explore what the smartest minds in the world have been working on this past week. The first major theme that stood out in this week's research is education. But I want to be clear here. We are not just talking about putting a VR headset on a student and showing them a 3D model of a dinosaur. That is the old way of thinking. The new research is pointing towards something much more sophisticated. I came across a fascinating paper by Asadchi and colleagues that explores a conceptual model combining augmented and virtual reality with something called adaptive learning systems. Now, let's break that down because it is incredibly important. Adaptive learning is like having a teacher who knows exactly how your specific brain works. If you are struggling with a concept, the system realizes it and changes how it explains the information. What this research proposes is marrying that intelligence with immersive technology. Imagine a medical student learning anatomy. In a traditional VR simulation, every student sees the same heart model. But in an adaptive XR system, if the computer senses the student is confident about the ventricles but confused about the arteries, the simulation itself changes. The arteries might start glowing, or the heart might slow down to show the blood flow in slow motion. The environment adapts to the learner. This connects directly to another major concept that surfaced this week, which is the educational metaverse. A researcher named Dongxing Yu published a significant piece on designing these environments. The key insight here is that the metaverse in education isn't just a virtual classroom. It is not just a Zoom call with avatars. It is a space where the laws of physics and time can be bent to aid understanding. Think about history class. Instead of reading about the Roman Empire, a class could stand in the Roman Forum. But because it is an asterisk educational asterisk metaverse, the teacher can pause time, strip away the marble to show the engineering underneath, or fast forward 100 years to show how the architecture changed. This is a fundamental shift from learning about something to experiencing something. Now, moving from the classroom to the hospital, the second massive trend in this week's report is healthcare. I found a systematic review by Alessandro Iup and a team of researchers that focused specifically on neurosurgical education. Neurosurgery is, quite literally, brain surgery. The margin for error is zero. Traditionally, residents learn by watching and then doing very small parts of a surgery under supervision. But XR is changing this. The research highlights how extended reality is being used to create high-fidelity simulations for training. But here is the why that makes this so compelling. It is not just about general practice. We are moving toward patient-specific rehearsal. This means a surgeon can take a patient's actual MRI scans, upload them into a VR environment, and practice that specific surgery on that specific brain before they ever make a cut. They can encounter the complications virtually, fail safely, and then perform the real procedure with muscle memory they just acquired. That is a life-saving application. Another area in healthcare that really caught my eye this week is mental health. A paper by Patricia Pons and her team looked at current trends in using extended reality for mental health therapy. We often think of technology as something that isolates us or causes anxiety. But this research flips that narrative. It explores how VR can be used for exposure therapy. Let's say a patient has a severe fear of heights or perhaps social anxiety. Putting them in a real-world high-stress situation is dangerous and difficult to control. But in VR, a therapist can create a scenario that is just challenging enough to make progress, but safe enough that the patient remains in control. If the patient becomes overwhelmed, they can simply take off the headset. That safety net allows for faster, more effective therapy. However, the research also points out a critical gap here. We have a lot of pilot studies, but we still need more long-term data on how these digital experiences affect the brain over months or years. That is a question we will need to answer soon. Now, I want to shift gears and talk about the metaverse itself. It is a buzzword we hear all the time. But what is it, really? There was a thought-provoking publication titled The Myth of Total VR that came up in my review. It challenges the idea that the metaverse is just about escaping into a totally digital world. Instead, the research suggests we should look at it as a layering of digital information on top of our physical reality. It is less about the Matrix and more about an enhanced version of the world we already live in. And this leads me to one of the most exciting intersections I saw this week: the convergence of artificial intelligence and extended reality. A paper by Rhodes and Huang explores the world of GPT text and image creations within the metaverse. This is where things get really sci-fi. Up until now, building a virtual world required a team of coders and artists working for months. But with generative AI, we are entering an era where you might be able to speak a world into existence. Imagine you are in a VR space and you say, "I want to be in a Victorian library with a fireplace and it is raining outside." And the AI builds it for you, instantly. This research suggests that the future of the metaverse is not a static place built by a corporation. It is a dynamic, fluid environment that changes based on our words and desires. Powered by generative AI, the implications for art and creativity are boundless. But it also raises questions about reality. If we can generate convincing realities on the fly, how do we distinguish truth from fiction? Now, all of these incredible applications, from brain surgery simulations to AI-generated worlds, rely on one thing: infrastructure. It is the boring part that makes the magic happen. And this week, there was significant research on 6G technology. You might be thinking, "Fumi, we just got 5G, why are we talking about 6G? Well, a paper by Amoyes and colleagues lays out the roadmap for 6G-enabled smart infrastructure. Here is why this matters for extended reality. For VR and AR to feel truly real, the delay between your movement and the screen's reaction, what we call latency, needs to be essentially zero. If you turn your head and the world lags behind by even a fraction of a second, you get motion sick. The illusion breaks. Current networks are good, but they struggle with the massive amount of data required for photorealistic, real-time, multi-user holograms. 6G is the highway that will allow this traffic to flow. The research outlines how 6G will enable smart infrastructure, supporting the high bandwidth and low latency that the metaverse requires. We are talking about speeds that could allow a surgeon in London to control a robotic arm in Tokyo via a VR headset with zero perceptible lag. That is the promise of the infrastructure research I reviewed this week. But as enthusiastic as I am, my job is also to look at the limitations. And this week's report highlights several gaps that we need to be honest about. First, there is a strong need for empirical validation. What does that mean? It means we have a lot of papers saying, "Look at this cool system we built," or "Here is a theory on how this could work." We have fewer papers that say, "We tested this on 5,000 people for 2 years and here are the concrete results." Especially in education and healthcare, we need rigorous, randomized, controlled trials. Does learning in VR actually help you retain information longer than reading a book? We asterisk think asterisk so, but we need the hard data to prove it before we overhaul our school systems. Second, there is the issue of standardization. Right now, the XR world is a bit like the early days of the internet or mobile phones. You have different headsets that don't talk to each other, different software ecosystems, and different rules. For the metaverse to truly work, it needs to be like the web. You don't need a specific brand of computer to visit a website. Eventually, you shouldn't need a specific brand of headset to enter a virtual space. The research indicates we are still far from that level of interoperability. And finally, we have to talk about ethics and privacy. This is a topic that kept coming up in the margins of these papers. When you use a smartphone, companies can track what you click on. But when you use a VR headset with eye tracking, they can track what you asterisk look at. They can measure your pupil dilation to see what excites you or scares you. They can analyze your body language. The amount of intimate data that XR devices can collect is unprecedented. The research community is starting to wave a red flag here, saying we need to establish ethical guidelines and privacy protections now asterisk before the technology becomes ubiquitous. We also need to consider the psychological impact. If a child grows up attending school in a metaverse that is more colorful and exciting than the real world, how does that affect their appreciation for nature? For physical interaction, these are not just technical questions. They are sociological and philosophical ones. So, where does this leave us? Based on the 100 sources I analyzed from last week, the state of extended reality is vibrant and accelerating. We are seeing a clear trend away from gaming as the sole focus. The serious money and the serious research are flowing into education, healthcare, and industrial applications. We are seeing a convergence of technologies. It is no longer just about the headset. It is about the headset, plus artificial intelligence, plus 6G connectivity, plus haptic feedback. It is the combination of these tools that is creating the revolution, and we are seeing a maturation of the concept. We are moving from wow to how. How do we design this for humans? How do we make it safe? How do we make it useful? As we look to the week ahead, I find myself wondering about the speed of adoption. The technology is clearly ready for specialized tasks, like that neurosurgeon practicing for an operation. But for the rest of us, I think we are standing on the edge of a significant shift. Just as smartphones changed how we connect, XR is going to change how we perceive. It is an exciting time to be watching this space, and I will be here every week to break it down for you. Thank you for listening to this deep dive into last week's research. I hope it sparked some ideas for you. I am Fumi. Stay curious, and I will speak with you again soon.